This time around, it's difficult to have tech because, I mean, not a lot's happening in the tech world. It's all people going on rest. It's break time. We don't spend time with tech in actual fact. Not a lot of time, rather, we spend with tech. So I thought it worthwhile, and I've done it in the past, and I thought, let's just do it again. Let's have a look if we can discuss what's our good pages to follow on TikTok and on Instagram. What is good content? Now, the first one is that I want you to follow is on YouTube in actual fact, and that's the Bible Project. Now, the Bible Project is people, they make these great animated videos in and trying to explain certain books of the Bible. So they animate the book of Job, and they will tell you the story of Job. They animate the book of Ruth. They will tell you the Beatitudes of Jesus and stuff like that. Very, very, very good page to follow. That is the Bible Project. Right? Now, the second one is on Instagram. It's called Red Pen Logic. Now, what I love about Red Pen Logic is it's a guy that sits with Bible verses, and then he would has this pen, which is obviously his trademark, and he would use that pen to then see and determine what verses are used out of context, and what is the actual context of the verse, and what is the most important section of that verse, and he would do stuff like that. But he would also have discussions with people, and then he would see and state and mention whether they actually have logical fallacies. In other words, what they are committing is they're committing a logical fallacy, meaning that which they believe to be true or trying to enforce to other people to be true may not be the truth. So that is actually a cool thing. So that's Red Pen Logic. Go check it out. Red Pen Logic is very, very good page to follow. Then the last one that I want to mention this evening, which is one that I love a lot, I think it's very cool. He shares different people's content as well. Is Postmodern Apologetics. So apologetics is the study of how to defend the Christian faith, and then postmodern is just he's reaching out to the postmodern world and how we believe certain things and what we do with these certain things, and then believe it or not believe it, right? So he would write these things. He would also have discussions on the Book of Revelations, the Book of Daniel, and see whether there are people that's having open discussions about it, but they might be wrong, or they're trying to interpret the Hebrew or the Greek incorrectly. Such a good page to follow, Postmodern Apologetics. Just go check it out. It's not long videos, you'll get like a minute long or 2 minute long video, but it's such informative videos that it's totally worth your while. It's something that you can actually fill the algorithm on your Facebook and TikTok and everything up with. Just the content that these guys are pushing out. It's actually one guy, might be wrong, thinking he's in New Zealand or Australia, can't remember now, but it's just a cool page to follow. Then another one which I follow, which is, I don't know, I'm telling you to it so that you can actually check it out. It's called The Holy Nope. It's a guy that shares videos about what's being said in certain churches, and then he would say, and then in the description he would say why you shouldn't listen to these messages. A lot of it obviously is pertaining to this misgendered persons now that people are trying to enforce into the Bible, speaking to God as if he's a woman, and that we shouldn't talk about Father God but Mother God and stuff like that. You know, he's mentioning stuff like that, and then you would show them and say, "Nope, this is not a holy church. This is not a good church to go to." So that's the Holy Nope. So let's just wrap up the pages that I want you to follow. The first one is on YouTube. It's the Bible Project. I've spoken a lot about it on this very radio station. Then the second one is on TikTok. It's Red Pen Logic. I want you to go have a look at Red Pen Logic. Third one, Postmodern Apologetics. Postmodern Apologetics. Very cool page to follow. And then the last one that I want you to go have a look at. Sometimes it's just funny, and that's why I'm sharing it. It's called The Holy Nope.